Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
You bet.
Already a classic, mm-hmm. and an older man now. But if you look at his filmography, it is splendid.
I would advise you to just look at the whole arc of his career.
We're talking about Mel Gibson.
Back in good graces, it seems. In the 80s, one of the biggest grossing sex symbol movie stars of all time,
yeah.
right? In the 90s.
Well, his Lethal Weapons would make any man a rich man.
Yeah. So he had the Lethal Weapon things, Mad Max. Late in his career, he becomes a director. And Mel Gibson turning to director. Okay, he makes Braveheart, wins Best Picture.
You know, good point.
Stuff. Passion of the Christ, this bizarre. Suddenly, Mel Gibson is this, like, this zealot director. It just seemed like such a weird choice for Mel Gibson to be making.
But he is a devout Catholic.
Yeah, no, I get it. Ranting, racist rants. Anti-Semitic rants guttered his career.
He was stopped, right, for DUI. And then he made some on-camera comments about Jews and women.
His career was shut down cold by anti-Semitism and racism.
Yeah.
Something happened. Jodie Foster made a movie about depression starring Mel Gibson because they were friends. So she took a gamble on him.
Yes.
Cast him in the movie The Beaver, where he deals with his depression by using a puppet.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I forgot all about that. What a weird movie.
Yeah.
But he has come back.
And it's underrated, by the way.
Yeah. And I've told you I recently saw Dragged Across Concrete with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Currently, and I don't know how long it'll stay, but it's a great heist film. And he's, you know,
I'm
as
really
an actor,
excited about that director, by the way. The
yeah.
guy that made Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, you and I are the only two people who have seen Bone Tomahawk.
I don't know
and
about
try
that.
To encourage others to see it.
And so, his other one, A Brawl in Cell Block 99, is also great.
Yeah. I liked very much Hacksaw Ridge. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Garfield got nomination for that.
So that is an interesting twist, right? Or not a twist, a nice little turn where he incorporates some of his Catholicism into a narrative that's not quite as beating you over the head with, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, here you have a conscientious objector, goes into battle, almost Christ-like, going in to sacrifice himself in a sense.
Yeah.
I frequently try to correlate that with Gibson himself. The several parts of his nature, and he is indeed a complicated man. Here's a guy who was at the top of the list for the prettiest people in the world mm-hmm. in 90.
Yeah.
And then he turns out in this recent film to be a pretty ugly guy. He's such a chameleon.
Yeah.
He's capable of doing almost anything.
I like him even better now as he's older. I really enjoyed a couple of years ago this movie, Bloodfather. Just a little B-programmer action movie. Low budget so that the filmmakers have to use some creative resources to make it work. I have enjoyed Mel Gibson's redemptive comeback.
1990, Franco Zeffirelli, Hamlet.
Oh, yeah.
It's a completely different Hamlet.
Yeah.
It's an exuberant, almost positive Hamlet, a completely different take, but it made sense. And he was all over the set, very athletic with this.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, how many times I've seen Hamlet? Here we have a presence. He will not let filmmaking go. And here's a man eminently wealthy, a man who's been vilified, and a man resurrecting himself all the time.
He will be around. He's clearly put that stuff behind him, his depression, his bipolar disorder. I think he was successfully able to contextualize his bad behavior through his mental illness and then has shown that he can come back.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, classic American.
Well, he's my kind of guy. He has his own private chapel on his grounds and he attends mass every day. Mel Gibson, Dragged Across Concrete. You'll never get a worse title, but a more arresting one.
Can't wait to see it.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.